Hello, this is Hugh Barron. I'm your moderator for this evening's discussion. I'm here with State Senator Art Haywood, Larry Farnese, Vincent Hughes, Sharif Street, Anthony Hardy Williams, and their guests, and we want to welcome you to this live telephone town hall. If you have a question for any of the senators or their guests this evening, you can press *3, that's *3 on your phone's keypad. Now I'd like to welcome Senator Art Haywood.
Thank you, you, and thank you to everybody who's participating on tonight's call. I'm Senator Art Haywood, and we're holding this live telephone town hall where we will discuss how to vote by mail in the upcoming June election. We have special guests, Congressman Dwight Evans, Philadelphia City Commissioner Omar Sabir, and Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence. We're here to answer any question that you may have. This format will allow you to listen in and even ask a question from the comfort of your home. If you'd like to ask a question at any time, press *3 on your phone. Now, before we introduce the special guests, let's hear from my fellow state senators, starting off with Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thank you, Senator Haywood. Thank you to everyone who's joining this call, who's taking some time out of their evening to get the latest information and especially to be part of our efforts to get people to vote by mail. We got a lot of issues going on, a lot of problems going on, but we cannot allow all those issues and all those problems to get in the way of our utilizing our democracy and our making our democracy strong. And the fundamental way we do that is by voting, and voting in this case by mail. So thank you, Senator Haywood, and to my colleagues and to our special guests. Appreciate the opportunity. We're ready to get this party started tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's hear from Senator Larry Farnese.
Thank you, Senator Haywood. Thank you for everybody on the call today. And just sort of echoing some of the comments that Senator Hughes said. And, you know, as we look forward, these mitigation efforts that we've all been going through, I mean, we know they've been difficult and they're painful. But you know what? We're really beginning to see signs now that the effort has been worth it. Thousands of lives have been saved, and more than 50,000, that's right, 50,000 hospital stays have been avoided. So now the question we have before us is, how are we going to manage to preserve our democracy while continuing to protect these lives? So, you know, from the phone calls that we get, it seems that the mail-in voting seems very new and uncertain to people. But, you know, until we explain it, we've been doing it for years for business people, for military members, nursing home residents, and college students, people sort of begin to understand it. So I'm really excited to be here tonight. And again, thank you to Senator Haywood for having me and for all the guests joining us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Senator Tony Williams.
Art Haywood and my colleagues, I thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this panel where we talk about what we all hold dear, and that's our right to vote in this country. There are many of you who are on this line tonight who have experienced voting before, but hopefully there's a few who have not. And if you're in a household where you have somebody who's turned off or decided that voting doesn't matter, all you have to do is look at the circumstances that we are in today, a pandemic, disease or a virus that we can't see, which is requiring the government to set laws, rules, and regulations to tell you how to go about your daily life. I'm not here to defend it or explain it or advocate it for tonight. I'm here to just simply say to you that these rules are designed by government. Your only voice and your most impactful voice is your right to vote. Your right to vote will decide who the President of the United States will be and has been. Your right to vote will decide who the next governor will be and the next senator and state representative and council person. All those people are determining how you live your lives today. They will also decide the fate of our school system. They will decide the fate of our economy and your jobs and how you go about your daily living after we pass this virus and this pandemic period. So for those of you who are not inspired by what you've seen, at least be clear. There's a reality to what you're experiencing. And the reality is democracy. That is your voice through the process of voting. And sometimes, you know, it's not what we feel. It's not what we think, it's not our vision. But it is, as my grandma would say, it is what it is. And so we hope tonight we will explain to you the way that we will have to vote at this period of time. And it will be different. Many of you will wake up on election day thinking you can walk down to the end of the block and vote as you have in the past. You will not. That's why with my friend Senator Larry Farnese mentioned, and Senator Vincent Hughes and Senator Art Hayward and Senator Sharif Street will talk about voting and the process of mailing. And those details are very important to you, especially those of you who have never done it before. So again, I thank you all for being on the line, and hopefully you'll take this information to somebody who may not be inclined to vote and tell them how important it is for them to vote this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Senator Sharif Street is intended to join us. I don't know that he's been able to join us yet.
I'm here. I'm here, oh. Senator Street. I'm here.
Let's hear from you. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you all doing today?
Good.
Senator. Good. Okay. Well, look, I'm so glad that you put together this event where we can encourage people to participate in the vote-by-mail process. I know we've heard from several people, but one of the things I think is really important for everyone to understand about vote-by-mail is it is safe in terms of your vote will be counted. It is safe, it is reliable in terms of the mail system. Postal system is one of the most reliable ways to communicate, and it is something that it is a way to vote where you don't have to worry about any of the infection from COVID-19, nor do you have to worry about standing in lines or any of the other inconveniences. And you can do it days before the election or whatever time of day is most convenient for you. So I think it's really important that we get people engaged. And I want us to speak to some of the misinformation that has been put out, because I've heard this on other events where people are concerned that the system isn't reliable because the President of the United States has suggested it's unreliable. You know, there are some people who are suggesting that because they want to stifle the vote, and they want people not to participate because they're concerned that greater participation hurts them. Well, as an elected official and as a citizen, I will tell you, I want as many people to participate in the process as possible. And the fact that we have a vote-by-mail system that increases the options is something that we should all participate in and encourage others to do. And it's easy. You can apply online. So a lot of our young people are saying, why can't I go online and get a ballot? Now you can. So it really is a system that makes a whole lot of sense. And you get a tracking number, so you can track when your ballot shows up. I've applied for a vote-by-mail ballot. My wife and I did it. We're tracking it. We're anticipating our ballot soon, and I'm looking forward to doing it. And finally, for all those people who are working and doing things, encouraging other people to vote, if you do it this way, you don't have to worry about on election day. You don't have to worry about election day. You're voting yourself, so you can make calls and do it and encourage other people to vote without worrying about getting your own vote in or having to deal with the issues around social distancing on election day.
Thank you so much, Senator Street. And just for everybody's knowledge, I already voted. I voted by mail, and you can do so as well. Now we're going to shift over and introduce our guest, who has some brief statements. And then I'm going to turn it back to you, Baird, who will take questions live. Congressman Dwight Evans, who's our congressman for most of the city, my congressperson and friend, Dwight Evans, please thank share you. A few words with folks.
Thank you very much, Senator. And I thank all my colleagues. I've known them an awful long time. And I thank you, Senator, for your leadership. This couldn't be a more appropriate time that this type of leadership is shown. It clearly is something that's needed in this day and age. And we can beat this problem, but we can beat it by voting. Where did it all start? Right here in Pennsylvania, right in Philadelphia, right down there in Independence Hall. We don't need to take that lightly. That responsibility we have is our responsibility. This is our democracy. So we need to understand and cherish it. We all have an obligation and responsibility. Look, they even voted during the Civil War. So it's clearly there's nothing that should distract us from being about. And now I'm voting by mail. As a matter of fact, on May the 3rd, I filed for my application and received it on May 16th and dropping it in the mail today. So I stress to all of you that what the senator is attempting to do here and all the senators who are speaking is showing a unified effort and saying to all Pennsylvanians, it is important. Pennsylvania is a very key state this year, and it's something that we shouldn't take for granted. All across this state, in terms of this election, the general election is less than 6 months away. We got a primary on June the 2nd. But we all need to understand, we all have to do it together. And by this event that the senator is doing today, he's bringing all of the people together to make a difference. I'm glad to be a part of it and to give a federal perspective, and I look forward to entertaining any questions. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Evans. Now, let's hear briefly from City Commissioner Omar Sabir.
Yes, good evening. Thank you, Senators, for having this call. Thank you, Congressman. We have a lot of work that needs to be done. Again, you know, heroes die for our right to vote, and we have to not let their deaths go in vain. There were dogs, water holes, and death being upon people, and those are barriers for them to vote. And right now, we have the opportunity to vote from the safety and the comfort of our own home. We have to get our numbers up for people to exercise their right to vote. We will not allow COVID-19 to stop our vote, and it's incumbent upon us that we increase our vote so that we can get more resources for our community. The more we vote, the more we get. And again, I just wanted to share also that today is voter registration deadline, so if you are listening to this call, please, you can type in votespa.com. As you're listening to this call, you can text it out. It's a link. People can get registered online. We have until 11:59 tonight to register people. So again, you know, if you're 17, but you'll turn 18 before June the 2nd, you're eligible to get registered. If you have lived in Pennsylvania for longer than 30 days, you're eligible to be registered to vote in the June 2nd primary. And if you are a United States citizen, and if you are a felon, you can vote in Pennsylvania. So again, please, let's spread the word out there. We've got to get people registered. And then once you become registered, you are then eligible for you to apply for your vote by mail application. Again, the link is votespa.com. So if you're listening, please, you can listen, but you can send some texts out too. Votespa.com, text your family, text your friends, let them know to get registered. Our deadline is 11:59 tonight.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. And now we have Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence share a few comments. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence here, and also serve as the chair of our Board of Elections. I echo everything that our senators have said, that our congressman said, and my colleague from Philadelphia, the commissioner from Philadelphia as well. Here in Montgomery County, we have already mailed out 113,000 ballots. I received mine last week and sent it back, so I have voted. We have 2,000 more applications that are being processed. So we'll have 115,000 people at least who will be voting by mail. This has become somewhat of a political back and forth. We are still in a public health pandemic here. And on June 2nd, in 2 weeks, we will still be at a stay at home, though you are allowed to leave to vote. That's considered one of the activities to leave. But the best and safest way to participate in this election is to vote by mail. It's best for your neighbors, it's best for your own safety, and for our poll workers who will be out there as well in doing that. So I would encourage everyone to register, and you can register at votespa.com. You have until May 26th to do it, but we can talk about this over the course of the night. You really need to do it now with the way that the Postal Service is going. If you wait until May 26th, the chances of you getting the ballot and getting it back in by 8 o'clock on June 2nd is highly unlikely. So I would say if you're going to do it now. And when you get that ballot, you know, take your time, but be quick and get it back in the mail so you can make sure that your vote is counted on June 2nd.
Thank you so much. And before I turn it over to you, Baird, who's going to begin to take questions, I do just want to highlight one thing. This is such an urgent matter that you have Senators Haywood, Farnese, Hughes, Street, and Williams all on a single cause for a single mission. Not only do you have that group, you have Congressman Evans, City Commissioner Sabir, Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence, we have never been on a unified call other than to address the urgency of the power to vote, because we know that if we do not exercise our power to vote, we will be left behind. Now, I want to turn it over to you, Baird, who will take us the rest of the way through the questions and responses. Thank you, you.
Thank you, Senators. Just as a reminder for those who have just joined us or just may have joined us, if you have a question for any of the senators, congressmen, or any of our guests this evening, you press *3, that's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, and I apologize early on here if I get the location of the district wrong. I'm sure everyone can correct me. So we're going to start with Jackie Ray. Jackie, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Oh, okay. I just want to know if my polling place is going to be open, because, you know, putting on my hazmat suit and going to cast my ballot personally.
Senator Street, I think Jackie's in from North Philadelphia. That might be your call. Senator Street.
Hey, and as well,
yeah,
Omar.
I'm here.
Okay, and Omar has some information on polling locations as well. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Do we have an answer to the question on which polling places might be open or closed, or how we can find them?
Okay.
So,
the Philadelphia County had traditionally we used 831 polling locations. Now we have been reduced to 188 polling locations. So that means for each polling location, we typically have.
Can I remind us
yes.
to mute our mics, mute our phones, because somebody has serious background noise.
Yes, and if you go to philadelphiavotes.com, you can put your address in, you can type it in, and it's going to tell you the exact location, your polling location, and where it has moved to. More than likely, your polling location has moved. But again, if you go to philadelphiavotes.com, you can check that location. And in Philadelphia County, we're going to mail out every registered voter in Philadelphia County a voter ID card to let you know where your polling location will be at.
Well, Jackie, thank you very much for that question. Senators, our next question is going to come from Robert in Winfield. Senator Williams, that may be you. Robert, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Yeah, this is great. I'm glad to hear you guys on, but my question had to do with straight ticket. When did they change that, where you couldn't have a straight ticket anymore?
Yeah, so, Senator, so this is Senator Williams, but Senator Winfield is Senator Hughes' area. So,
sorry.
I can jump on, Tone. Hey, Robert, Senator Hughes here. So the option for moving away from straight ticket voting was changed sometime last year.
Okay, so it was before the virus and all of this pandemic.
It was before the coronavirus.
It will not have
an impact on the June election. It will have an impact on the November election.
I wanted
to need to pay attention to it.
Right. I wanted to say the reason I'm asking that is because a lot of young inner city as well as elders have graduated these inner city public schools not able to read. And if you can't read, you can't exercise your First Amendment right. So a lot of them went in knowing this was straight ticket, and they would pull it and say, I voted, and they would go where they had to go. But I just think it's a really horrible shame that so many people can't read and nobody's recognizing that. I think we need to really find out where these polls are going to be, because a lot of these non-readers are not going to be able to keep up with it. They want to vote, but they won't be able to keep up with it if they don't know where to go to try to pull that ticket and get that. Well, it won't be a straight ticket, but they're going to have to go in and read. That becomes a downfall for them. So I would like someone to address, what are we doing to help these kids that have graduated high school with diplomas as receipts for educational services never truly rendered.
Well, I would suggest, Robert, and I'll finish up here, and we can go on to the next one. I'm on comfortable ground with my colleagues. As soon as we get past June 2nd, there will be a huge effort to educate all the voters in the city of Philadelphia about what's on the line and about how to vote in November of this year. It will transcend our party. It will transcend state or federal office. It will be in every community, in every neighborhood. It will utilize every platform available to educate folks on. But I can assure you that once we get past June 2nd, and especially we'll do a review of what went well and what didn't go too well on June 2nd, but I can guarantee you there will be a huge effort with millions of dollars spent to educate the voters of the city of Philadelphia and across the state of Pennsylvania about how to vote. Some of it will be who to vote for, but most of it, if not all of it, will be how to vote and when and what process will be best used for everybody.
Robert, thank you very much. Robert, thank you. Thank you, Senator. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I wanted to add on, because I think that the gentleman brought up a significant question. And I thank Senator Hughes for reflecting upon the fact that after this primary is over, we will be together. So I want to make sure all of us are aware that the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania is the person, Secretary Buchbar, is responsible for making sure that the process works across Pennsylvania. We've had multiple meetings. All the members on this phone, all the senators on this phone have virtually met with the Secretary to talk about concerns that we know will rear their head and be obvious to all of us during this election, during the primary. Let us be clear that every disparity that is, present to people who are primarily in black and brown and economically depressed areas are clear that there's some significant disadvantages to this process that we're talking about, we're encouraging you to do tonight. If you don't have access to internet, if you don't have a computer, if you're not literate, and by the way, it's not just to a generation who are young, there's some people who are older. There are a number of issues that we've all become very clear about in this process. But we're also very clear that the obstacles do not present obstacles that are without answers, without solutions. And frankly, we think that there's a great opportunity if we look at what some of the shortcomings are and we decide to make sure that, one, the internet is more present, that people are more literate, and most importantly, that people who know that they trust upon us to express who we think are important, that we find a way to communicate with you, such as this, so that you can know who to vote for, and we give you a way, a trusted way, through your church, through your place of faith, through a friend, through a neighbor, that will instruct you in that process so that there will be no limitations. So I don't want anybody to think that we think that this is some kind of easy step to do it. We're here just to encourage and tell, one, you need to know what's going to happen. Two, you heard there's a significant reduction in terms of polling places, so it's almost required for us to do it. And three, we're going to make ourselves available, all of us, in our respective districts and across the city of Philadelphia and in counties outside of Philadelphia so that we all can participate in this process and this franchise, which is important.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, we're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go to Bill in Old City, Philly. I think that's Senator Farnese. Bill, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
I'd like to know, I've already decided to go with an absentee ballot. I sent in my application. What's going to happen after they get it, my application?
Okay, so, hi, Bill. Yeah, so after they get your application, you'll send your application in, you'll get something back in the mail, you'll fill it out, you'll actually fill out your voter, you'll make your selections, and then you'll send that back in. And the county commissioners have been so kind as, and correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner, but they're also including self-addressed stamped envelope, right? There's already going to be a stamp on the envelope, so all the voters have to do is just, after they make their choices, stick the envelope back into the mail. It already has a stamp on it, and it goes back into the county. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, but there's another step. After they put the envelope on, there's a voter declaration part that they have to sign on the outside of the envelope, and just want to make sure that, you know, remind you of that. So you put your vote in the mail in the envelope, but then there's a voter declaration that's on the outside of the envelope. You have to sign that as well, sign and date that. So you have to sign it. You have to sign the ballot once and then sign the envelope once after you seal everything up.
Yep.
But yeah, that's correct. It will be free postage.
Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you, Senator. Senator, we'll go back to the callers. Let's go to Paula in Germantown. I think this is Senator Haywood. Paula, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Thank you very much. I'm hoping that you can help us out in our community. I live in Germantown, and we have a lot of people here. You were just talking about lack of access to computers and also elders who really can't do things online. They haven't learned, they don't have that skill yet, but they're classic voters. And I'm wondering, between now and November election, what creative solutions you all can come up with for helping people get access to applications for mailing ballots to their homes, whether it's traveling trucks without speakers, whether working with artists or other people. Something that's mobile and that moves through our communities or appears outside places of worship, something that makes it more accessible, because the traditional places, our libraries, our post office, people are quarantined at home, a little less secure about going to those places. Libraries have been closed anyway. So my real question is, looking between, because I've heard only 14% of the voters, registered voters in 19144 have applied for mail-in ballots. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but if it is, it's kind of mortifying. And I wouldn't want that to happen for November, so I'm wondering if you all have some team together thinking of ways to promote and make accessible in a safe way to people mail-in ballots that has nothing to do with computers.
Thank you very much. This is Senator Haywood. Thank you very much for that question. And the answer to that question is yes. As Senator Hughes mentioned to a prior caller, we are going to have significant efforts to reach out to individuals not dependent upon access to computers. What you've identified in terms of using artists and having cars and dropping off vote-by-mail applications, which is something that we're looking into as well, we will be taking an all-of-the-above approach to reach out to individuals who don't have access to the Internet, and even those who do have access to the Internet who just don't feel comfortable using it. So you have identified what is on our agenda between now and November, when we anticipate hopefully that we will be able to move around freely in the communities, not be subject to these virtual conversations. I encourage you, please, to contact my office at 215-242-8171, and we may be able to bring you into our process of reaching out to individuals. This is going to take a community effort more than what state senators can do alone. It will take a community effort. We'd be glad to have you participate in that effort.
And Senator Haywood, this is Senator Street. Just wanted to chime in, if you don't mind. You represent most of Germantown, but I have probably a third of it. You've probably got two-thirds of it. And I will say that we absolutely are planning on having sound cards out in the general election. One of I've already started talking with folks on my team about making sure we acquire adequate PPE so that when we have people out in the general election, we will have people who are driving those cars that are adequately protected. So I've started having those conversations, and I know I usually have cars out in the general election. In the primary and the general election, because we're trying to maintain social distancing and not encourage other people out, we don't have as much of we don't have as much going on right now. But to the extent we can acquire adequate PPE and make the right provisions, we may have some people out before this election. But we definitely, for the general election, we'll have people in the sound cars that we normally have in Germantown will return. I just mentioned that because I know you mentioned sound cars, and that's something that I'm integrally involved with organizing, and I'm sure all my colleagues will be doing the same.
And then plus two, if I can add, if anyone is in need of a paper application, you can reach out to my office, and we can either mail you an application, or we can have someone from our office drop it off. You can call my office at 215-686-3462, 215-686-3462, and we can make sure that you get a paper application delivered to your house.
Well, Paula, thank you very much. Thank you, Senators and Commissioner. Senators, we've also had some questions submitted for our consideration this evening. We have a question from Montgomery County. I know Commissioner Lawrence and the senators represent Montgomery County. This is from Marla. Her question is, what can be done to help Montgomery County constituents who are experiencing problems obtaining mail-in ballots?
Okay, this is Commissioner Lawrence. They can certainly call our election board at 610-278-3275. That's 610-278-3275. And if you have access to email, you can email me directly at Ken, K-E-N, at MontoPA.org.
Marla, thank you very much for submitting that question. We'll go back to the caller, Senators. Let's go to Susan in South Philly. This is for Senator Williams or Fornese. Susan, go ahead. You're live with the Senators.
Thank you, and thank you all for doing this remarkable event. Thank you, thank you. It's fantastic. My question was simply, as a resident of Philadelphia, I got my ballot. I did all the stuff that had to be done. My ballot arrived Saturday, and I'm looking forward to filling it out and mailing it. But as I looked at it, I wondered, as a resident of Philadelphia, do I also get to vote for people on the ballot who are not Philadelphia candidates, such as in Montgomery County or elsewhere? Or are people to vote for, on the ballot only for the candidates in their district or in their area where they live? Thank you.
So, Larry, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Whatever, Tim. I think I know where we're going. I think I know where she's going. So, yeah, you got it, Tim.
Well, no. You know what? I'm going to let you do that, my friend, because
okay,
you're in June. I'm not up in June, so you go.
Okay. So I think if you're talking about the county from which the person might be from, for instance, Auditor General, there's someone from Philadelphia. There's also, I think, one from Allegheny County, that kind of a thing. You're allowed to vote for, yeah. So you can vote for anyone you want to. If you're a Democrat, you have to vote for Democrat. If you're Republican, you vote for Republican. It's a closed primary. But other than that, you could vote for anybody within the ballot, whoever they may be from. Even though you're from Philadelphia.
Susan, thank you. Thank you very much for that question. Senators, we'll go back to the callers. We're going to go to David in Point Breeze. David, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Hi. I had a question. So I was attempting to apply for a mail by vote or vote by mail ballot, excuse me. Online, but it says that I required a Pennsylvania driver's license. I moved to Philadelphia back in August. I'm a registered voter, but I just tried to get that ballot, but it wouldn't let me do it without a driver's license number. I was just hoping for some guidance on what my next steps might be to get a ballot.
Commissioner.
Okay. So if you apply, do you have an ID? Do you have a Pennsylvania ID?
I do not have a Pennsylvania ID. No, I moved from out of state, and I have not yet had the opportunity to get a driver's license here. And now with the shutdown, with the way things are, it's been proved basically impossible to do so.
Okay, so that's no problem. You're going to have to download the paper application, and then after you print it out, you're going to use the last four digits of your Social Security number and then fill in the rest of the required information. And then you have to mail us back the paper application, and then we will mail you the ballot. If you don't have access to a printer, our office can mail you or either hand deliver a paper application for you. But we need to have those applications back in our hand by May the 26th at 5 p.m. We can't accept postmarks, so that means we have to have that application by May the 26th at 5 p.m.
Thank you.
By the way, David, just so you know, please don't hang up. So my name is Anthony Williams, and if you're in Point Breeze, I probably represent you as your state senator. If you cannot get through by yourself and you have any challenges, please call my office, 215-492-2980. Again, 215-492-2980. Of course, if you don't write it down tonight, look up Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, and my phone number will come through. And we've helped many constituents with their vote by mail process and their ballot application. So we'd be happy to do so with you as well.
Thank you.
David, thank you very much for that call. Senators, we'll go back to the call. Let's go to Bob in Overbrook. I think this is Senator Hughes. Bob, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Good evening, Senator. This is Bob Carfrey. I used to work with you in Harrisburg for many years. And I'm glad to talk to you.
What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bob?
I'm sorry, how are you?
Okay, Senator, how you been?
Very good.
My question is, I have been trying now for 3 weeks, three times a day, to get a ballot by mail. I'm handicapped now. So is my son, and my wife doesn't want to stand in line forever. And we've been trying to get through to get ballots, but we can't get through to any of the phone numbers that I have. Most of them will answer me or never call me back. And I've been voting for over 50 years, and this is the first election that I'm going to miss because I cannot get a ballot. Is there any way?
Yeah, we're getting ready to solve this problem immediately, Bob. And Commissioner Sabir is on the line, and maybe Commissioner, I'll turn it over to you because I know you can get him the application. And you can make sure that process gets moved rapidly. If you want to take his information offline or however you want to do it, why don't you respond, Commissioner?
Okay. How you doing, Bob? Okay.
Okay, Commissioner. How are you? Good luck with your new job there.
Thank you, Bob. And can I remember you calling the senator's office? I used to answer the phones there, so I remember you calling.
I've called Senator Hughes' office.
I know. I used to answer the phone
four or five times, and it says the office is closed. But I would like to get ballots, but I just cannot get through.
Okay, it's no problem. It's no problem. We're going to take care of you, and you're going to be able to vote this election. Okay, I'm going to give you my office number. Are you ready?
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Senator.
Okay.
Commissioner,
okay,
I'm ready.
Okay, 215.
Right.
686.
Right.
3462. 215.
3462.
That's correct.
3462.
Yes.
Is that the only number? I'm sorry?
So do you have access to the email?
No, I do not have a computer.
Okay, so that's the number right there. That's my personal office number. If you call that number, you give us your information, we will either deliver some vote-by-mail applications to you, or we can mail them to you, whatever is more comfortable for you. But
whatever way I can get them so I can vote, I don't care. But if the mail has been sloppy, if there's some other way of getting it, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
I can call you tomorrow then?
Yes.
Commissioner?
Like I said, yes, you can. But if you want to stay on the line and then give your personal information to us offline, then we could, you know, even make sure. I mean, probably tonight.
Yeah.
Probably have somebody deliver it to you.
What's up, Theo?
Commissioner Seville, we'll be able to communicate that number, Bob's information, to Senator Hughes's office and your office as well, so you can reach out to him tomorrow.
Okay, good. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Let's go back to the callers. Let's go to Barbara in North Philly. Barbara, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Good evening. I think I'm having the same problem the gentleman just got off was having. And I understand, if I'm not mistaken, that tonight by 11-something, if you don't get the application in, you won't be able to vote?
That's for voter registration. That's for voter registration.
Oh.
So by 11:59 tonight, you'll be voter registration. You have until May the 26th to return your vote by mail application.
Okay, I need a mail-in, and I don't have a computer, and I'm not computer-wise. So I really need the paper mail-in.
Okay, that's no problem. Like I said, you can call my office at 215-686-3462.
All right. I got it. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. We're having a wicked bounce back on that. So I think she has the information. We'll also be able to get that information to Commissioner Sabir's office and Senator Street's office. Senators, we're going to go back to the callers. Let's go to Pauline in Germantown. Pauline, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Good evening. I would first like to thank you for removing a lot of the mystery from the voting by mail process.
Pauline, let me interrupt you for just 1 second.
Yes.
Someone needs to mute their phone because there's background walking in the background. So
everybody
can be reminded to mute their phone. But Pauline, I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. That's all right. Just thanks for doing this. We needed this process. I needed this process personally. We applied for and received our ballots. However, right. I made an error on my ballot, and I need to know the process for obtaining a replacement ballot. Now, I have called the number on the information. I have called my state senator's office several times, and no one has gotten back to me. I did receive an email that indicated that they were going to be mailing one out to me and I should be receiving it within the next 5 to 7 days. However, that was on the 6th of this month. So where do I go from here?
Again, you can call my office. This is Commissioner Omar Sabir at 215-686-3462. 215-686-3462, and you can call me, or if you have email access.
Yes, I do.
You can email. Okay, good. So I'm getting my email address. This is my personal email address. Omar, O-M-A-R.
Yes.
Dot Sabir, S-A-B-I-R, at phila.gov. phila.gov. Just send me an email, and then tomorrow morning, we'll start getting work on, and then I'll let you know.
Thank you so very much.
What's the same? Well, no problem. Right. It's my pleasure. Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Pauline, thank you very much. Senator, we're going to go back to another Montgomery County question. This one's from Ronald. Ronald said he submitted his mail-in ballot application and was told that the ballot was mailed from Ohio on May 9th. He lives in Montgomery County and still has not received a ballot. What can he do?
Mailed from Ohio.
He mailed it from Ohio on May 9th, and he still hasn't received a ballot. What can he do?
So that date, this is Ken Lawrence. So that date may not be the actual date that it was mailed. That's the date that the ballot is actually printed. So it could have gone in on May 10th or May 11th. So it's been taking up to 6 days to do that. So I would say, at this point, You can call voter services at 610-278-3275. If you don't receive it tomorrow in the mail, then I would call them and they'll cancel that ballot and we'll send another one out. Because even if it went out on May 10th, it should be here. But that is the one concern is the Postal Service has been pretty slow due to the pandemic. So I would say, definitely if you don't receive it tomorrow, you can just call voter services and they can cancel that ballot and send another one.
Well, Ronald, thank you very much for submitting that question. Senators, we're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go to Teresa in East Falls. Teresa, go ahead.
You're live
with the senator.
Hello, how are you today? I'm calling because I have several senior neighbors who are doing their mail-in application, but I want to know if I can just put them in all in the same envelope and mail them, will it be okay?
Yes. That's not, but make sure that you have the proper postage on it.
I'm going to go to the post office and mail them from the post office. My question is that I don't want them because my name is going to be on the envelope. So, but it's going to be at least 12 because my state representative sent them to me. It's going to be at least 12 applications. So I wanted to know if I could just go to the post office, I should have said that, have them put them in an envelope and mail them all in the same envelope. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. That's fine. But you can't do the ballots like that. Now, every completed ballot, each individual voter has to mail in their own ballot.
Okay, so I can't do the ballot like that. They have to mail in their own. But I can take theirs to the post office, can I, even if they – and just
you
mail it from the post office? Is that okay?
You can't let no one else – you can't transport anyone's ballot. Only the voter that is assigned to – can transport their ballot.
Well, how? They can't.
The ballot.
I know the ballot, but they're going to be sealed up. They're going to be in the envelope, and some of them can't get out. So how are they going to do it?
I'll be it.
Okay.
Dwight Evans, why don't you give a...
Hello, this is Tariq Street. There's a form.
Why don't you give your telephone number?
Please, somebody, and I can call back.
Okay.
I can call.
I think this is my constituent. This is Senator Street. There's a form. There's an affidavit that folks who need assistance can complete. You can download it. It's called an affidavit of assistance. In order for you to touch the ballot or transport the ballot of another person, they have to complete an affidavit of assistance, giving you the right to do that. You can either print that online, download that and print it online. They must sign that affidavit of assistance, and that must be filed with the commissioner, giving you the right to do that. Or they have to do it themselves. If you call my office, you can pick some up at my office. We've printed out some for people who've asked for them, or the city commissioner's office has them online, and the secretary of state's office has them as well. It's called an affidavit of assistance.
Okay, affidavit of assistance, but they're going to fill out their own ballots. All I was going
to
do
but in order for you to touch them, in order for you to legally touch their ballot, they have to complete an affidavit of assistance.
Okay.
They can't mail it. They can't do anything of it. You can't do anything with their ballot. But if you're saying they're disabled or they're old and infirm and they have difficulty getting to the post office, they must complete an affidavit of assistance.
Well, Teresa, thank you very much for that call. Senators, let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Nell. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Hugh, I just want to say if she needs additional information about that or questions, she can call my office at 215-227-6161, Senator Street, and she's in East Falls. Senator Hughes is part of East Falls, but either way, she can call my office at 215-227-6161.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
I just wanted to add to that, too, that when your postal service carrier is doing outgoing mail and delivering mail to you, you can actually get that ballot to that mail person as they're dropping off mail to your house. So, again, like I said, you don't have to leave the house to actually get that ballot out to our office to be delivered. But again, that affidavit process is very complicated. It's a lot of steps to that. Like I say, it's illegal to touch, you know, someone else's ballot without doing an affidavit. It's a very long process. So just make sure that we do it the right way. You know, contact Center Streets office to go step by step for that.
Thank you, Teresa, for the call. Let's go back to the callers. We're going to go to Nellie in it's in Logan section of Philadelphia. Nellie, go ahead. You're live with the Senators.
Good evening, everyone. I thank you guys for what you're doing. This is a great thing that you're doing. So for those of us who are older that don't know, you know, how we're supposed to do vote with the ballot, what I want to ask you is I've mailed in my application for the ballot. I mailed it in last week. Would I get the ballot to be able to vote in this election, or would I have to go into the poll? And also, I wanted to know if I can get another voter registration card because I misplaced mine when I moved.
What section is it in?
Logan section.
Logan, yeah, that's either me or Senator Street. And I would say thank you so much for doing the application. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You should be able to receive your ballot well before June the 2nd. But okay, as soon as you get it, the same day, please fill it out and send it in. Please send it in by the 27th. You know, don't wait till close to the end. The sooner you can get it in, the less you have to worry about the post office doing whatever they may do. But thank you so much. You should be getting your ballot soon. Now, on the question of getting a duplicate voter registration card, I need to kick that over to Commissioner Sabir. I'm not sure how that is done.
Senator Hayward, before you do that, this is Senator Williams. I apologize for interrupting, but I think I told you all earlier, really honored to be on this call with all of you, but I have to leave. I have another Zoom activity I have to participate in my district tonight. So thank you again for the listeners and for my colleagues for participating, and most significantly to my friend and to my leader, Senator Art Hayward, for doing what is necessary for educating our community across all of our boundaries. So thank you very much. Good evening.
Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining us. Commissioner Sabir, the duplicate registration card, I don't know how that's done. What can you tell us?
Okay, she will call 877-VOTE-PA, 877-VOTE-PA. I'm pretty sure they can get her a duplicate registration card.
Thanks for calling.
Nellie, thank you very much for that call. Senator, let's
hey,
go
Hugh.
To Diana.
Hugh.
Yes. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Senator.
This is Senator Hughes. I have a question. Senator
okay.
Hughes, I have a question. And this is for Commissioner Sabir. If a person gets their ballot, completes their ballot, is afraid that their ballot, if they put it back in the mail, that it may not get in a timely fashion, can they bring it, can they drop their ballot off at the commissioner's office or some location?
Yes.
Provide the ballot that way?
Yes, they can, but unfortunately right now we don't know exactly where they can. Is as you know, we have the stay-at-home order for June, mm-hmm. still June the 4th, and all of the public buildings in Philadelphia are closed, but we're working out the logistics for that. But there will be a location where you can, because if you apply for your ballot on May the 26th on the deadline, if we receive it, you know, by the time we mail you out a ballot, you're not going to be able to mail it back in. So, I mean, so there will be places where you can bring the ballots in.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to figure out the location, the safest way to do it.
Okay.
I'd like to address that, too, for Montgomery County. Montgomery County will have drop-off locations as well, too. We have the receptacles on the way, and in the week prior to the election, we are going to have four or five locations throughout the county in county buildings where people will be able to drop off their ballots as well. Up until Election Day, but we're still working that plan. Hopefully we will have that all in place by this Friday, and then we'll promote that out as well for Montgomery County residents who, you know, wait and they just want to bring their ballot in as opposed to putting it back in the mail.
Great. Senator Haywood, this is Senator Hughes. I've got to jump off. I've got a 7:25 Zoom call as well. But again, thank you very much for having the opportunity to participate, and thanks to my colleagues for their real commitment to try to make this democracy thing work and work for everybody. All right?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. I have a question as well. This is for Congressman Evans. I have been told that there was some federal money set aside for elections, possibly in one of the federal packages. Is that the case?
Yes. It was $400 million. That's all across the United States. Since you and, I'm sorry, Vince had just gotten off the phone, y'all will decide the distribution of that money, not the $400 million that goes throughout the nation. The second bill we passed, We put $306 billion in that because we're trying to do the entire nation vote by mail. It depends on what happens in the Senate, but we passed that bill on Friday. So I just want to say to you that we are totally committed. One thing I want to suggest, I give you really credit for doing this. This is a great idea. We need to do it every week, to be honest with you, just to begin to educate people and have our technical people on the phone, because I think that people have some questions, and I think there's a lot that people need to know. As you can hear from the questions, people do want to vote no matter what. We just need to make sure. So, yes, there's federal money. You can easily check out either through Vince's office or your Secretary of State, and we'll tell you how much money the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is receiving, and then what happens is your locale then decide exactly how that money is being used.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Congressman. Let's go back to the callers. Let's go to Ganeel. Ganeel, go in North Philly. Go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. My question is for those individuals who are disabled, as a caller was just speaking about them not being able to go to the post office and take their votes, this is going to seem like a very hard for them to get out. Is there going to be someone, I guess, from the, I guess a leader that can come and pick up these votes, or it has to go in the mail by that person who actually filled out that ballot? You know, for those disabled people, I just see this being a big problem for them not being able to go to the post office on their own to take that ballot back to the post office. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just going to be difficult.
Yeah. So this is Senator Street. I mentioned this earlier to an earlier caller, and there is a process, and as Commissioner Sabir pointed out, it's a little bit involved. But there's a form that you can point that a person who is disabled or older can fill out called an affidavit of assistance that would then allow that person to have someone else mail, transport the ballot to the post office for them or provide any form of assistance. But the beyond that, Commissioner Sabir had a good idea, a good suggestion, which is if your mail carrier comes to your house to deliver mail, you could hand that mail carrier the ballot at the house if you give it to the mail carrier when they arrive. In the absence of that, you need to complete an affidavit of assistance to allow another person to help you in the voting process.
Okay. And the deadline to have those applications at the post office is what? June 1st or June 2nd morning?
No,
what, 26th? What's the date?
The applications have to be in by May 26th, and the ballot must be received by the commissioners on June 2nd. But they have to be received, not mail, not postmarked, but received by June 2nd. That's the actual ballot, but the application for a ballot, May 26th.
Okay, so postmarked by May 26th. Is that what we're saying, or no? It doesn't matter.
The application for the application for a ballot has to be received by May 26th. The ballot itself has to actually be in the commissioner's office hand by June 2nd.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all my questions.
Thank you.
And, I have one.
I'm sorry. We just—I know she had one other question, but we just lost her. I'm sorry about that. We'll go back to the callers. Let's go to Mary. Mary, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Yes. Good evening. Thanks for answering my call. I want to know. This is my first time as a mail-in ballot a voter, and I want to get to know if how do I know that my vote counted? Would they send me a confirmation that I did vote? How does that work, that process?
I think that's for the city commissioner or county commissioner.
Yes, I answered. Okay, yes. So when you apply for your application, if you do it online, you will receive a confirmation number. And then so if your ballot doesn't come in a timely manner, you can then check on it. It's just like if you're ordering something from Amazon. You'll receive a confirmation number. And then when we send you out the ballot, every ballot has a barcode on it. So that number is a number that you can always trace to figure out what's the status of your ballot when you mail it in. And so when we receive them, we have these scanners. So we scan that barcode so it goes into the system, and then that tells us whether or not it's been received. So again, it's a pretty professional operation. So it's just similar to as you purchasing something from Amazon. You will have a confirmation number. You will be able to call my office. I give you my number at 215-686-3462. Or you can
start again. Please hold on. You're too fast. Okay. Give me the number again.
Okay,
and while you're at it, is there the phone number? Because I have no way of accessing emails and Amazons and things like that.
Right, no problem.
So repeat your number again, please.
Okay, 215.
Uh-huh.
686-3462.
Okay.
Right, or you can call 877 votes PA.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for accepting my call. I did have one more other question, but this had to do something with Pennsylvania and the real estate tax rebate. If I can.
Go ahead.
Maybe there. Okay. I just want to know, has the deadline been extended? And usually I would go to Senator Haber's office and some of his representatives would help me fill it out. How's that going to work this year, being that the office is closed? How do I get help?
The deadline has, thank you so much, the deadline is now December 31. December 31 is the new deadline.
Okay.
So we got more time. We got more time.
All right.
And, thank you so much for calling, and I'll let everyone in my office know we got to figure out how we can continue to help folks in this situation. There's a good chance that we will be back in service before the end of the summer. We certainly hope so, that we'll go from red to yellow to green, and we can be open again. The deadline has been extended, though, so that is the good news. We got to the end of the year.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for that call. Senators, let's go to Barbara. Barbara, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Hello. I have a question about how the ballots will be processed and counted. How many people will be handling them? Will they be fed automatically and scanned? I think I heard the word scan come in on about a barcode. So I was wondering how that process is, and I understand that the process will start to be counted on voting day. Won't that be a lot?
Yes, well, that's for one of the commissioners.
I guess the Philadelphia County Commissioner might know.
Yes, well, so it will be a lot, and this is the first time that we are doing this, yes, but we do have scanners, you know, as they come in, and so we got to start counting at 7 a.m. On election day. That was the legislation that was inside of Act 77, and then there was another amendment, Act 12, you know, came, so there were some other different changes that came. So, you know, we're going to start counting at 7 a.m. on election day. Yes, we do have scanners, and the election board will do the counting. And, you know, it's our first time doing it. You know, election results, you know, we can't guarantee that they will know the winner the night of election. You know, it might take a little bit longer, you know, to get everybody, you know, the winner. So, again, like I said, I just pray for us, but, you know, all the machines that we're using, they are calibrated properly. And like I say, every one has a barcode. Like I say, we'll be doing the scanning as they come in. We have the machines that when you fill out your ballot, you're either going to use a blue or a black ink pen, and you fill the oval in, and then we run them through the machine, and then that's how we do our count.
Commissioner Lawrence, how's the process going to work in Montgomery County?
The process will work the same. I don't know, quite frankly, how many ballots we'll be able to start counting on election day, because we will have an in-person election that we're still running to, but we have the scanners as well. And I will guarantee that we might not have results by 8 p.m. As I said, we right now, you know, if it stopped today, would have 115,000 ballots to count, and we anticipate we will have more than that up until May 26. So this is the first time doing this. It's something that we'll have to look at for future elections. But really, even starting to count at 7 a.m. On election day, when we still have an in-person election to run, it's going to be very difficult to get through the ballot. So we might not have the instant results that people have become used to.
Barbara, thank you very much for that question. Senator, we're going to go to Yolanda, who's in North Philly. Yolanda, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Yes, how you doing? My name is Yolanda Walker Jackson. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I am calling because I was filling out, you know, my registry, and I, you know, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the homelessness of people, you know, increased in 2020. With my homelessness included, I was wondering how will I receive the ballot, for my vote to be received.
This is Senator Street. If you're from North Philly, I probably represent you. So do you have you say you're homeless?
Yes.
Do you have are you affiliated with a shelter?
No, I am not.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Where are you registered to vote at?
I'm registered to vote in Strawberry Mansion District.
Is that, I mean, the house that you're registered to vote at, is that a house you still have access to?
No, I do not. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, you can change you still have time to change your voter registration and apply for a ballot to be sent to a place that you do have access to. That can be a shelter. And you can, it can be mailed to the shelter. You can then receive it at the shelter and mail it back, or drop it off at one of the locations that Commissioner Sabir is going to make available publicly at some point in time. So if you don't, if you need to figure out how to navigate the process, if you call my office, we'll work with you. I know a number of people, one day at a time, and a number of other folks that have shelter contracts. We'll work with people on allowing them to vote out of their facilities. There is a process for all of that. So we can work with you, the Commissioner's Office, and the Office of Shelters and Emergency Housing Services. And so if you want to call my office at 215-227-6161, we'll help you through that process. But you should do it promptly, because we're going to have to change your registration, and that needs to be done. Well, actually, change of registration is...
has to be done by tonight.
That's
yeah, you have to change the registration tonight.
Yes, that's mine.
So you can't get the ballot, so you don't have any access to the house where you vote out, correct?
No, I do not, sir. I actually sleep in my car.
So, yeah, I mean, we could, wish this happened earlier today, because there's no one at OESS available tonight. To get you listed on the shelter contract. So the other thing is, you can have you already.
I'm listed on that, but because of I don't know. I've been listed on that for the longest. So, I don't know what's going on.
So what facility do they have you assigned to?
I'm with under the DHS, I believe. North Philadelphia.
Yeah, what I'm saying, what shelter that you're not assigned to a shelter yet, are you?
No, because the shelters was full. I'm not in a shelter. I was receiving shelter at another shelter, but
so this is what you can. So this is what you can do. You've applied for shelter assistance. You can go online, change your registration, your voter registration, to 2432 West Lehigh Avenue. Do that tonight. That's a one-day-at-a-time shelter facility. I will call them tonight and let them know that you're going to be, for purposes of voting, registered there. Then tomorrow you can apply for a mail-in ballot to that location. They are an OESF shelter site. If you're legally homeless, you're allowed to vote out of any shelter site. So change your address to that. That's at 2432 West Lehigh. That's a shelter site address, part of where one day at a time is a shelter contract. And then your mail-in ballot will be sent there. You can go there to get your mail-in ballot and send it back.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right.
And tomorrow,
do the registration tonight, and tomorrow call my office, 215-227-6161. Okay.
Yes, I have to. Yes.
All right. Got you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yolanda, thank you very much for that call. We're going to go back to the callers. Let's go to Fran. Fran, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Good evening, and thank you. We all appreciate the opportunity to speak to everyone and get this information.
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Okay. My question, do I need to take this off of speaker?
No, go ahead. You're okay.
Okay. My question is, I'm not complaining. I'm stating a fact. Someone, somewhere, because of the limited locations for voting, moved people out of their assigned spot, their assigned voter location, which is open, to other places further away. In the 61st Ward, there are 28 divisions. We have four locations to vote. I'm not complaining. But the places that we have, Sturgis Recreation at 2nd and 65th, Lowell School at 13th, and Oak Lane. Finletter is closed. So they moved the people from Finletter, 2nd and Godfrey, into Sturgis, which was close to Sturgis, but they took the people out of Sturgis and moved them over to Grover, Washington on East Allenby Avenue. And then they moved some over to Elwood at 13th and Oak Lane. I'm not complaining. I'm asking that for the November election, if we are not able to vote at all the places that we used to, could they at least get the people closer? Could they at least leave the people who are supposed to vote at a location that is open, and I'm referring to Sturgis Playground and Elwood Elementary School, to leave them there? Because they've taken people from Elwood at 13th and Oak Lane and sent them all the way over to Grover, Washington School at 100 East Allenby Avenue. that we have a lot of seniors, and that's difficult. The second thing is for people who aren't able to get their ballots in time, and thank you for telling us that we could give them to the mail carrier, they will be coming over to their voting location to vote, and we are letting them know that they have to vote a challenge ballot, because I'm understanding that once we applied for the vote by mail, we have to vote by mail. And if you don't receive it, then we can't just vote at our location. It has to be challenged ballot. Is that correct?
It's a provisional ballot.
A provisional? Okay, I'm sorry. Let me change that to provisional. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Melody, you're not going to be able to use the machines if you come, yes.
Right. Now, last year when the machines came out, we had several days of training throughout the city, and I thank the commissioner's office for that. They sent qualified people out. So a lot of us do know how to use the machines. I'm just sad that this primary election is going to be so out of order, but I'm praying that by November we will have this all together, because this is very important.
Yeah, I agree. This is Senator Street. You live in, if you're in the 61st Ward, you're in my district.
Yes.
And I will tell you that for this primary, we're going to do the best we can.
Yes.
The commissioner's office will have more time and more resources. And for the general election, I think we will have worked through some of the kinks, and we'll be much better prepared to address the kinds of issues you've talked about. And I appreciate your patience in the primary, because this came about, and clearly nobody, not the commissioner's office, not the city, not the Commonwealth, no county, had really any precedent for doing this. So they're doing the best they can. But now that we understand a little bit more about how this disease works, how the process of what kinds of locations we can use work, we're going to have a better job for the general. And I commit to you that in the 61st Ward and in areas throughout the 3rd District, I'm going to be involved with making sure that we do a better, that we're able to use the information we've learned, and I know that the commissioners are committed to doing that as well.
Fran, thank you very much for that call. Senators, let's go back to Zenobia on West Oak Lane. Zenobia, go ahead. You're live with the senators.
Yes, thank you for having this conference is really important. My husband and I both are senior citizens, and he just had surgery. On the 2nd of May, I did write in on my can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did go on my, I did apply for a mail-in ballot. I did not receive it as of yet. So yesterday, I went into my internet, and the information they said to me, they could not find it or research it. Now, I am a registered voter. We've been voting for over 50-some years. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We've been voting for over 50-some years. I went into the site again, and I pulled up my voter registration status, which says that I'm active. My husband is active, giving us, you know, our party and our everything, and also that our polling place had changed. My whole thing is that I am trying to get a mail-in ballot. And how can I get one? Because I keep going into the computer, and they keep giving me this, all kinds of information.
So thank you so much for applying.
Are
you taking the first step? Commissioner Omar Shabir, do you have any suggestions? Does she need to try again, or what can be done is to make sure that she can vote by mail?
Okay, so if I heard you correctly, you said that you already applied for your vote by mail ballot already on the line?
She did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay,
she's no longer, she's not with us live. Go ahead, because she's listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if she received a confirmation number, you know, she can give me that confirmation number. If you call my office at 215-686-3462, 215-686-3462, or if you want to send me an email at Omar, O-M-A-R, dot Sabir, S-A-B-I-R, at phila.gov. If you send me over that confirmation number, then we can do the research and we can find out exactly what's the status. And if there is an issue, we can get you over a paper application to your house. That way you can fill it in, and I can, we can personally, you know, put it in the process and make sure that you get your ballot.
Thank you so much. Also, you, Baird, could you make sure that my office gets the information for that caller so we can coordinate the efforts with Commissioner Sabir?
Yes, we'll make
Senator
sure.
Hale, that, this is Senator Street. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm going to have to jump off because I've got to get on another teleconference tonight. But, look, this has been great. We've got so much great information, and I really do appreciate your leadership in this space as well as our commissioner, congressman, and all of our colleagues. Again, if anyone needed to reach me that unfortunately is waiting for me, I have to get off, you can call my office at 215-227-6161, or you can reach us on the web at www.senatorsherestreet.com. Again, Senator Haywood, thank you for your leadership. Commissioner Sabir, Commissioner Lawrence, and we appreciate your leadership as well. I'll talk with you all
later.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think we're getting near the end of the call.
Yes, we are, Senator. Coming down home stretch here.
Go ahead.
Yes. No, we're just coming down home stretch here. I know we have some folks that you have some the folks that are on the line, but I know you have some concluding remarks from your guests. Unfortunately, we had technical difficulty with Senator Farnese, so we lost him as well. It's back to you, Senator.
Okay, thank you so much. At this time, I'm going to give each of our guests an opportunity for some concluding comments, and I'll start off as we started the introductions. We start off with Congressman Evans for some concluding comments, followed by Commissioner Sabir, followed by Commissioner Lawrence.
Again, Senator Haywood, I want to thank you for your leadership. This is what we collectively need to do, and send a message to all of the voters, because they are all our voters. And this couldn't be a more important election year and election time. So I encourage you. So any way that I can continue to participate, either me personally or my office, I want to participate. Be available for town meetings. Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Thank you so much, and very much appreciate it. Commissioner Sabir.
Yes. I'd like to say thank you, Senator, again, for your leadership. This is very informative. I learned a few things from this call as well. But again, you know, we can't let infection stop our election. You know, we cannot let infection stop our election. And again, people sacrifice so much for us to vote. You know, we can vote from the safety and the comfort of our home. Let's take advantage of it. And as a commissioner, you know, my first concern is people's safety, you know, and that's why we're telling you to vote from home. There's going to be a lot of confusion. And, you know, you can vote from the comfort of your own home. So please, you know, take advantage of it. If you want to find out more information about your phone location, if you want to apply for a ballot, you can go to PhiladelphiaVotes.com. You can find out where your polling location is. And if you ever have any issues, any concerns, please call me at 215-686-3462.
Thank you. And now to Commissioner Lawrence.
Senator, I'll join everyone in thanking you for bringing us together tonight. Thank you for your advocacy and leadership in Harrisburg for Philadelphia and Montgomery County on this issue and so many others. I would say to all the voters listening, whether you're Philadelphia or you're Montgomery County, please remember, though the deadline is May 26, if you apply on May 26 to vote by mail, the chances are highly unlikely that your ballot will get to you and be able to get back to your voter services office at that time. So we encourage everyone to take advantage of this new way to vote, but apply today. Don't go to www.votespa.com and apply today. don't wait until May 26th. Get your ballot and get your vote in. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to all the residents for participating in our telephone town hall discussion. Again, I want to thank all my fellow senators, Farnese, you, Street, and Williams, and our special guest, Congressman Evans, Philadelphia City Commissioner Omar Shabir, and Montgomery County Commissioner Ken Lawrence. I have received a lot of credit for this call, but the credit really goes to Kendall Alexander in my office. Kendall Alexander in my office came up with the idea to bring everyone together, and fortunately, we were able to do so. Now, if you didn't have a chance to ask your question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for us, and we will get back to you. Thank you again. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much, Senator. Thank you to all the senators and guests who participated this evening, and thank you to all who have joined us. Enjoy the rest of your evening.